So what did you do this weekend?
Well, I was in bed for most of it.
Oh, no. Were you sick?
Nope. I went to the Smitten Kitten on Friday and,
Oh, so you and John had quite the weekend.
Well, he was there for some of it.
The Smitten Kitten, a progressive adult store for everybody. Find a happy, healthier, sexier, and more inspiring love life at 3010 Lindale Avenue South or at smittenkittenonline.com.
Sometimes legalese just sounds like a bunch of fancy terms that don't mean a thing.
Here too and henceforth the hearsay of the litigant, habeas corpus, mitigating circumstances.
At Lohman Abdu Law Firm, they communicate in plain English, listening to and working with each client to formulate the best plan for a particular case. Plus, you get the expertise and resources of a big firm with the cost efficiency and attention of a smaller firm. Go to Lohman.com or call Margie Bodus at 612-336-9329.
The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
There's this thing I've been dragging behind me. Seems to weigh about 100 pounds. You could call it extra baggage. All I know is that it slows me down. Like I'm in arrears. So I must be. But for what? But why? But how? But when? But what if? And but. I want to get rid of my butt.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates on this fabulous Saturday morning. And it's Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, brought to you by Tiger Sushi, Smitten Kitten, and Travel Leaders. It's a revolution.
Yay!
Today we're going to talk about life after 50, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
And there's lots of good, but plenty of ugly to go along with
that's
it.
That's for sure.
As many of you out there already know, AgingButDangerous.com inspires and empowers women over 50 to self-actualize, to self-fulfill, and live their lives to the absolute fullest. And that usually means that you need to reduce your butt. Because a lot of us have really big butts. Not the butt.
Me.
Yeah, no, not the butt on your backside, but the butt in your head. Like, I'd really love to get a convertible, but I blah, blah, blah.
Blah, or, blah.
Exactly. Or I'd love to go roller skating again. I haven't been roller skating since I was a kid, but, oh, I'm afraid I'm going to hurt myself. Or even something as small as just wearing red lipstick. Someone said to me the other day, I'd love to wear bright red lipstick, but I'm too old. I'm like, what?
And I love red lipstick.
I know. And I said, you're never too old. If you want to do something, don't let age stand in your way. And that's exactly what we're going to talk about for the next half hour. You becoming all you can be.
And Suzanne, look at Patty Handler. She's a member of ABD. This woman.
That's Aging But Dangerous.
Code word. She was raising 4 kids. And was a stay-at-home mom. And then at the age of 60, she was walking by this dance studio, and she thought, I think I want to sign up for some dance lessons. So she went in and signed up for these dance lessons. And now Patty, at the age of 82, is a competitive ballroom dancer. She's got a personal trainer. She's got a body like a 25-year-old. And she dances in 3-inch heels. She is a perfect example of an ABD woman who has fulfilled herself while she is aging.
Exactly. That is a great, because it's really about, and it's about, it's inspiring each other. And it's about us really taking a look at the second half of life. Or look at Nola Oaks. Nola Oaks, who we wrote a blog about on our website. She got her undergraduate degree when she was 96. And she got her master's when she was 99. And then she applied for a teaching assistant position.
I got to
stop hitting this. I keep the counter. And then she applied for a teaching assistant position. When she was 100. I mean, come on.
That is unbelievable.
Is that inspiring?
Yes. Yes, it's inspiring.
And that's why we're here. We're here to inspire women to get out there and to really take a look at themselves and their lives and see what's next.
And do people ask you all the time how we inspire and empower women?
Yes, they do. I mean, I love that question because we do so many things. We do a lot of things that help women identify their passions, which sometimes is hard to do after you've had husbands, children that have really been a priority, but to identify their passions and then to find purpose in that second half of life, something that really means something to them and will inspire them.
Well, and we certainly do have a lot of opportunities for women over 50, like our website. We have followers in 7 countries worldwide and almost every state in America. That always blows my mind when I see those statistics on our Google account. And we have our blogs.
Yeah, we also do 3 major events a year, which we'll talk about through the year. And our membership of just amazing women we're all alike. We're all so simpatico.
Well, and we also have our monthly newsletter that is just chock full of things. And then our book, which is going to be published in 2013.
And, of course, our swarms. We love our swarms. Did you know, and people are always saying, well, what's a swarm? Well, according to the Urban Dictionary, a swarm is a force field. Don't you love that?
I love it.
Force field. Or in our world, it's a group of aging but dangerous women, and we get together for fun, for conversation, and they are so meaningful, and we also learn. There's a lot of take-home value. So why don't you tell us about the swarms. You're kind of the swarm queen.
Well, the swarms are once a month for our members, and we do all kinds of fun things. We have, just for example, we went to a Zumba, that word's hard, Zumba Gold class for women for older women. And then we also had a swarm that was for makeup tips, 2 women that were estheticians. That
like wear a burka?
gave women tips for aging skin. This swarm this month is at the Twilight Tattoo on May 17th from 5 to 7, and are you going to tell them about your tattoo? You do not have to get a tattoo to attend.
Right. You don't have to get a tattoo. This is where I got my tattoo. I love these young guys, and they are so talented. And when I turned 60, I wanted to do something to rebel. Now, obviously, I didn't get enough protesting in the 60s, but my parents always told me I couldn't get a tattoo. So I got a tattoo. It's a Celtic sign for love, life, and loyalty. And it's in a very discreet place. I'll show you my tattoo at the event at the Swarm. But it's really a wonderful event, and it's really about bonding and connecting with other women to support each other.
And I love your tattoo.
Thank you.
So to attend our swarm, just go online to agingbutdangerous.com and become a member. You know, membership has its privileges.
That's like what American Express told me.
Exactly. Like free tickets, discounts, a free T-shirt, all sorts of good perks.
Yeah. Come and meet other women who are also experiencing this multitude of converging shifts in how we perceive and experience our lives. We truly are in dangerous territory, and we are having an absolute blast being there.
Yes, we are. And we do want to start a revolution. We want aging women to stand up for themselves and be heard. We're changing the way women everywhere live their lives, and we need you to join us. So go to agingbutdangerous.com and learn more about us.
Yeah, we're fun. Come have fun with us.
You have been listening to Jean and Suzanne with Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. Don't go away, because we'll be right back with more juicy stories and sizzling topics.
Yeah, baby, we can sizzle.
They say you only live once, so it's time you live a little, or a lot. Located just west of the Twin Cities, Westside Skydivers gives you an unbelievable view of the land of 10,000 lakes from 13,000 feet, or 18,000, or 24,000 feet in the air. When you say jump, they say how high? Because if your skydive is once in a lifetime, they'll make sure you have a great time. They might even convince you to do it again. Westside Skydivers in Winsted. Book online at westsideskydivers.com.
And my tarot cards tell me that you have a very bright future ahead of you.
Well, I'm not surprised, Madam Zora. I met with American Senior Benefits, and they helped me make informed decisions on my long-term care, life insurance, annuities, and investments.
Well, it looks like they did a good job.
They sure did, and they're very passionate about helping people plan for their future.
Then why are you here, Anne?
I just wanted to tell you about American Senior Benefits, Madam Zora.
Oh, I knew that.
Visit American Senior Benefits on Facebook or at asbmn.com.
You could plan your own trip, guessing at the best sights to see and places to stay.
This doesn't look like the pictures we saw online.
Or you could let the pros at Travel Leaders use their expertise to personalize your best trip ever. They promise, when your journey from a dream to a great story includes them, you travel better. That's Travel Leaders in Stillwater, Woodbury, Maple Grove, and Eden Prairie. To get your story started, call 651-789-8862 or click tvlleaders.com.
Welcome back to Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne. Okay, I want to ask you a question. It's the weather's been beautiful, and it's the time of year people are thinking about getting out and really taking advantage of this fabulous weather. So, Jean Ketchum, how long has it been since you have picked up a golf club and played golf?
Well, you will not believe this, but it was in high school. Just a few years ago. High school, I actually played in a tournament and I won a trophy. And then I married a guy that didn't play golf, so I didn't keep up But my dad has played golf all of his life and just stopped playing at 100 years old.
Well, I know so many people in our lives play golf. My dad played until he was in his early 90s. So this is a sport that really is for your lifetime. And we heard about a chiropractor in Wayzata, Dr. Ryan Elton, who can help improve our golf games. And I would say for me, that would be close to a miracle. But then I thought, well, there's a lot of room for improvement. So Dr. Elton has agreed to join us today. And welcome to Aging with Dangerous Sizzle.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Yeah. Happy to be here. Thank you very much.
Well, we're thrilled to have you because I think there are a lot of people out there that would love to take a couple of strokes off their golf game. The most important question that I have is, do you actually go out there and hit that crazy, frustrating, stupid little white ball around?
Yes, I do. I play quite a bit. I try to get out as much as I can. I still play competitively when my schedule allows to. I don't play as much as I used to when I was in college and in high school, but when I get out there, I do play pretty well. I've played my whole life since I was three. My dad got me into the game. It's a family thing that we've had ever since I was a little boy.
Three, wow.
Yeah, and played competitively from age seven, played through high school, and played in college. And I still play in some amateur events today.
Okay, so, what's your handicap? Can you say it on the air? Or you do hustle people?
It's a scratch. I'm a scratch golfer. So.
Oh, you are kidding me.
Yeah. So I still play pretty well.
Wow. Well, yeah, pretty well. Oh, yeah, pretty well.
Dr. Elton, what I really want to know what the link is between golf and chiropractic.
Okay, good. For golfers, both professional and amateur golfers, the most common most common complaint golfers have is lower back pain.
Okay.
Golf puts an unusual demand on the lower back. You know, your lower back is designed to kind of go forward and backward, but when you golf, your body has to twist. You twist your spine, and that's not good for your lower back. So lower back pain is going to result in. For golfers, it's not just a one-time thing. It's repetitive over and over and over again. You're rotating your spine. That's what's a lot of stress on the back, and then lower back pain and injuries are going to result. And in chiropractic, what we see more than anything else is lower back pain. And we're really good at getting rid of that back pain. I think we're better than anyone else at treating lower back pain. We have the most success. Studies show that chiropractic is most successful at treating lower back pain. So that's the link, is chiropractic can really help that golfer, whether it's an amateur, professional, doesn't matter. We can help them get rid of that back pain.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. And I've heard that Jack Nicholson and some of those older golfers have really, even now, after they've retired, have a hard time getting out of bed in the morning because the chiropractic work wasn't done back then. Is that why? Or?
Right, yeah. Back in Jack Nicholson's prime, back in the 60s and 70s, chiropractic wasn't as popular, wasn't as well known for things like that, and it wasn't available to the PGA Tour like it is today. Nowadays, on tour, chiropractic is available to all of them. It's on site. Each individual PGA Tour stop, there's chiropractors on staff. So all the golfers are getting getting chiropractic care if they need it. Research shows that about 75% to 80% of injuries on the PGA and Senior Tour are related to the lower back, and many of those golfers are getting chiropractic care to deal with those injuries. So it's well known and very popular nowadays.
Well, now, I got a most beautiful ping putter for Mother's Day one year, and it did me absolutely no good whatsoever. I should wear it as an accessory or something if I could figure out how to get it around my neck. So tell me, what, in your opinion, is the most important piece of equipment that I can have as a golfer?
Well, to me, in my opinion, the most important piece of golf equipment you have is yourself. It's your body. You are the person that swings a golf club and hits the shot. The equipment is just there. You need to put the equipment into action. So, a lot of times people, I hear all the time, people tell me that they went out and bought a new driver for $500, that they spent a bunch of money on lessons and new putters and that kind of stuff, new golf balls. That's great and it does help, but to me, more important than that is your ability to be flexible, have good balance, have good tempo, that kind of stuff. And that all comes from improving your body, and that's what I can help you with.
Oh, that's awesome. Wow.
So I think we talked about this, but the benefits of chiropractic for the golfer.
Right. Pretty simply, for the golfer, again, whether you're just a beginning golfer or whether you're pretty competitive and quite good at it, if you get chiropractic care, you're going to have less back pain, lower risk of injury, you have better balance, better coordination, better tempo, you're going to have less fatigue on the golf course, you're not going to get as tired or as sore either during your round or after your round when you're done. Like that next day, a lot of times guys come to me and tell me that they couldn't play the next day because they're so sore. Well, with that, that's going to go away. And the ultimate result is you're going to play better. And that's the bottom line right there.
So let's just say if I started playing golf again, that if I come out to the Bros Clinic and get some chiropractic treatments, I would be able to do it.
Yes, absolutely.
Good.
Yep. Yeah, well, good luck.
Yeah, right.
All right. So basically, let's say I live in Stillwater or Hudson over here, why would I drive to Wayzata, which I think people perceive as a lot further than it really is? It's actually very easy to get there, and you're easy to get to off the highway because I know that. It's a very easy trip. Why would I take the time and the energy to come to you and to drive to Wayzata to see you if I was a golfer? Or if I wasn't a golfer.
Right. I think what sets us apart from other chiropractic clinics is for me, obviously as being a chiropractor, I'm an expert in dealing with spines, but also as a competitive scratch golfer, I'm also kind of an expert in the golf swing and what it takes to play a good golf, so I can help patients not only get rid of their back pain, but I can actually help them with their swing and play better. So I think that's the biggest thing. Plus, our clinic is one of the biggest clinics in the metro area, and we're able to handle so many more things with our therapies and with our diagnostic equipment that other clinics just don't have that we can handle for people.
Well, and I think you're having a clinic on Tuesday, May the 22nd at 6:15, and it's free. Like, I could come over there. I could come to your clinic, and then I could probably knock a couple of strokes off my game just by learning how to stretch and get my body limbered up, et cetera.
Absolutely. It's a free golf clinic that I offer to patients or to non-patients that want to come in and meet me. It's at 6:15, Tuesday night, the 22nd.
What's your website?
Thebrosclinic.com.
Brosclinic.com. Go Tuesday night and get some secrets, and you'll win more money, or at least you'll have a lot more fun.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Dr. Elton.
Thank you very much.
This is Jane and Suzanne with Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. And don't go away. We'll be right back.
This is Lisa Edival, the sushi empress of Tiger Sushi. I love to shop and I love to eat sushi. And that's what led me to open Tiger Sushi at the Mall of America. Everything there on my menu is made from scratch, and every one of my amazing dipping sauces is lovingly handcrafted by my chefs. And if you're vegetarian or gluten-free, I have a special menu just for you. It's patio weather, finally! Join me outside this summer on my gorgeous patio at Tiger Sushi 2 in Uptown. We're always dog-friendly there. And you can book my patio for your party for free for groups of 25 to 100 people. Just call Tiger Sushi or contact me on my website at www.tigersushiusa.com.
People tend to tease so-called senior citizens about their forgetfulness. You'll never forget the great service you receive at McCarthy Cadillac in Roseville. When it comes to automobiles, McCarthy does it all. If you're looking for a new Cadillac, McCarthy has been the number one volume dealer in the state for 23 consecutive years. If you're looking for a quality used vehicle, McCarthy has hundreds of them, so you'll find virtually every make and model, both foreign and domestic. Visit McCarthy Cadillac today or go online at McCarthyAuto.com.
Welcome back to Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean and Suzanne. And I think that a great place for me to go today is McCarthy Cadillac, because not only do they have fabulous cars, but rumor had it that they have hot dogs and food and rolls and everything all day.
And I love hot dogs.
I know you do. So I think McCarthy Cadillac would be a great place to go and see these new cars. And, you know, my mom is 88, my dad's 96, and they just bought a new Cadillac.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they did, and they love it. And I'm like, oh, that's just amazing. That's so. Anyway, McCarthy Cadillac, it's a great place for all of the automotive repair and the things. They take great care of you. So go by there and introduce yourself. Meet them. They're fabulous people.
Yay.
Okay, so who made the pick for the Kentucky Derby?
I know you did. That was incredible. I called you and you had said that earlier, and that was incredible. How did you know that?
I just got the vibe. And
it wasn't just the name. I'll have another.
Well, it helped. See, I don't want to tell you my secret, because of how I picked these winners, because then it would be out of the box. But the point is that we talked last week about taking a trip to the Kentucky Derby next year. And we would love to get a group of women, because who has more fun than Aging But Dangerous Women when we get together?
Right.
So, and I did pick the winner, you all. I bet on a $2 bet, which now, of course, I wish I'd bet $10,000. I made $3,250 on a $2 bet, and it's just so much fun. I've been to the Derby many times, and we're going to take a great group of women. Well, you and I are going. And so
we're going.
If, in fact, you're interested in going to the Kentucky Derby with us next year, and Travel Leaders is setting it up, and they're so awesome, then email us at JK, you want JK,
yes,
at agingbutdangerous.com. Again, JK at agingbutdangerous.com, and let us know if you're interested, because we are just going to have a blast.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun. But also go to that website and let us know what's on your mind, what you want us to talk about on the ABD Sizzle show. I love the way you say sizzle.
Sizzle.
I can't get that.
Yeah.
And we would really like to know what your personal revolution is all about.
Yeah, we want to cause some trouble. We want to stir it up, as they say. Okay, so we want to talk about the skydive. And the reason that we want to talk about the skydive is because it has been such an inspiration to so many women, and that's really what we're all about. And so many women have walked away and said, "You changed my life." And that's been very touching for us, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. And also, it's amazing, I think, to both of us that it's on a lot of women's bucket list.
Right.
As they get older, there's so many women that want to jump out of that airplane. And talk about empowering. That, I'm telling you, because I do skydive. Do you skydive?
Well, oh, is that a setup question?
Yes.
No, I wouldn't jump out of an airplane for any amount of money because that's my thing. But it's about doing something. If you want it to skydive, it's about saying not. It's about reducing your butt. It's about
exactly.
It's about if it's something you really want to do and you've always wanted to do, then look at it and don't make excuses why you can't. Because when your dad. Okay, so I know that if you listened last week, you know that when Jean first skydived at the age of 60, that her 92-year-old dad joined her. And then what happened when we jumped last year? And now that he's, what, 100 and...
My dad is 103 and wanted to jump this last time. Last summer he wanted to jump with us, but...
Yeah, but his new 98-year-old, yeah. He couldn't get rid of his butt. He had a big butt.
Which was a 98-year-old new wife.
Yes, his new wife would not let him do it. So anyway, if you could be 103, and we have women who are in their 80s jumping, so it's just been so inspiring. And the reason women jump is to take back control of their lives. So many women, I think, they've lost it, and we have a whole list of women and the reasons they jump. They've lost jobs. They've lost the career of a lifetime, or they've maybe just gotten their job opportunity of a lifetime. They've lost parents that have died. They've have their husbands who have died, or maybe children have died, or maybe they've been diagnosed with cancer, or maybe they've just recovered from cancer. But all of these things inspire women to come out and to join us, and to just, it just makes you feel so powerful, I guess. I don't know why I'm talking. I'm just drinking martinis. I'm in charge of the martinis at the Martini Jump Skydive.
I'm sitting here thinking, you sound like you've done that before.
Yeah.
Well, I was telling somebody the other day that, back to the empowering part, once you jump out of an airplane at 13,000 feet, I'm telling you, you feel like you can conquer the world. There is nothing you can't do. And that's exactly what a lot of these women found out.
Exactly. And so, yeah, I know you have a favorite story about that I don't really, like, this is not what it's about, but she loves telling the story. So we're going to let her tell the story.
Yeah, Suzanne keeps saying, we don't want to promote that. But this one woman wrote us an email and she said, I felt so good after that skydive. I went home. I divorced my husband, and I started a new business.
Yes. So we don't want you to feel quite that good. But it is empowering. This is someone who really wanted to change their life, and they'd never had the courage to do it. And so they are, and this really gave them that empowerment. And so ours, we're going to try to set a new world record this year.
Yes.
And so, and it's 100, we're going to have 127 women skydiving on July 14th. We'll be doing it all day at Westside Skydive.
Westside Skydivers. And go to our website at agingbutdangerous.com and you will get sign up for more information.
Right. But it's so important that we get these women together. And if you don't want to jump, we'll come out and mingle with these women, because I'm telling you, there are a lot of women who really push themselves. They reduce their butt and they really expand their boundaries. Okay, so tell them about the woman who couldn't drive on Highway 100. We love these stories. These are our peeps. These are our
peeps.
Followers. These are Aging But Dangerous members that we have grown to love.
Well, this one woman could not. She had this some kind of...
phobia.
OCD thing, yeah. And she could not drive her son to baseball practice on 394. So she wanted to jump out of an airplane so that she could, maybe that would change. And like you were saying the other day, you don't understand that at all, and neither do I. But once she jumped, she wrote us an email and said she got over her phobia after jumping that high and pushing herself that much. She got over her phobia of driving on the freeway.
I just think that's just great. I mean, you know, I mean, I really respect her for doing it, but I think it's an odd way to get at the end result. It's like,
right.
you're afraid to drive down Highway 100, so you go out and jump out of an airplane, which I wouldn't do on a bat to be able to drive down Highway 100. I mean, but that just goes to show that every individual has their own way of getting to this end, which is empowering themselves and really feeling good about the life they live. And so it's whatever your way is, if skydiving is on your bucket list, come out, because we have an absolute blast.
So much fun with a lot of women.
Yeah, it's awesome.
The camaraderie.
So, you know, and then the other thing and is that if you are on your the website, go to our website and like us. I don't know exactly how to say it. Oh, no, you can't like us on our website. You have to go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/ Aging But Dangerous. Push that little blue button and like us, and we will love you back. That's really important. So thank you for spending your Saturday morning with us. This has been Jean and Suzanne, Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. Join us next week, same time.
And remember, women can do anything they put their minds to, especially at this age. And that is dangerous.
You bet.
If you're wondering why you just can't seem to catch up, you're moving slow cause you're dragging your butt. It's bottoms up now, move on. Quit dragging your butt.
I got the butt thing behind me. Now I'm working on my can.